Hiccup thought for a long, long time, looking out over the waters. The thing about history is that it has this nasty habit of repeating itself. If he did to Mad Guts what Mad Guts was intending to do to them, well, Mad Guts would only be getting his just desserts. But then the cycle of revenge would just start anew. In 100 years' time, did he want Mad Guts' heir and his own heir to be playing out the same tragedy all over again? At some point, it might be a good idea to say goodbye to the bad old days. "I demand," said Hiccup slowly, "that Chief Mad Guts the Murderous should sing a love song at the next thing, a meeting of all the local Viking tribes, while dressed as an ickle pretty shepherdess." A pause. Everybody looked at Stoic to see what his reaction would be. For a moment, Stoic remained purple with fury, the angry flush of the blood rage still engorging his face, his hand shaking with righteous wrath. And then Stoic's thunderous brow lightened. He sheathed his sword and threw back his head in a tremendous guffaw. He patted his son on the back affectionately.
"That would be funny," he admitted.
"Very funny,"
grinned big-boobied Bertha, her great biceps rippling in her amusement.
"Even better than the bathtub and underpants idea."
And the tribes of Hooligan and Bog Burglar put away their weapons, their love of a good joke turning away their anger. Tragedy turned to comedy in an instant. History, you see, is like the interlocking wheels turning in a ticking thing. Something unexpected happens, some sort of hiccup. The wheels are jogged, and then they set off again, beating out the time in a new pattern.
"So, there you are then, Mad Guts," yelled Stoic the Vast. "My son has made his demand, and you'll just have to carry it out. No hard feelings, eh?"
Mad Guts the Murderous shook Stoic's hand, unable to believe his good fortune. He'd thought that he was a dead man for certain. You couldn't say that he was happy at the prospect of standing up in front of the thing dressed as an ickle pretty shepherdess. The pride of the murderous tribe winced at the thought of it. But on the whole, it was better than being picked to death by sky dragons. And the Hooligan tribe made their way down to their ships and returned to Berk. Going back to Berk now, when they thought they had lost it forever, in their boats laden with all their belongings, it was as if they were discovering it for the very first time. A beautiful little island, all lit up under a canopy of stars. Maybe it was a little rainier on Berk than you might wish for. Perhaps it was a trifle on the windy, boggy, rocky and heathery side. No doubt there were lands with bluer skies and richer soils somewhere over the horizon. But Berk was the Hooligan's home. And perhaps that is what really matters, after all.